Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Megillah, and we are continuing in the series of Mishnayos relating to Ein Bein. So today we are going to learn Mishnayos, Tes, and Yud, and learn a few more Ein Beins. So Mishnah Tes talks about different types of Kohanim Gedolim, meaning a regular Kohen becomes a Kohen Gadol by having Meshicha with the Shemen HaMishcha. Moshe Rabbeinu prepared Shemen HaMishcha while they were in the Midbar, and at the end of the period of the first Beis HaMikdash, when Yoshiah HaMelech was hid away the oil to prevent it from being captured by our enemies, so they had to anoint Kohanim Gedolim in different ways, not through the Shemen HaMishcha. So for the rest of the period of the Bayis Rishon, and for the entirety of the period of Bayis Sheni, when someone became a Kohen Gadol, they made him Kohen Gadol by dressing him up in the big day Kohanim Gadol, in the Shemen HaBegadim, but they couldn't use the Shemen HaMishcha. So Ein Bein Kohen Meshuach B'Shem the difference between a Kohen who's Mashuach B'Shem HaMishcha versus a Kohen Gadol who's Mashuach with Begadim by just putting on all of the big day Kohuna Gadola is El Par Haba Al Kol HaMitzvos, is only about the par that's brought as a Korban Chatas for violating any of the mitzvos. Meaning if a Kohen that was Mashuach B'Shem HaMishcha paskined in a mistaken way on something that's Chayiv Kares, and he said that it's Mutter, and then he did that activity, he has to bring a special Korban Chatas. That's only if he was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. But if he just were given Merubah Begadim, and that's how he became the Kohen Gadol, then he just brings a regular Korban Chatas like anybody else, not a special Kohen Gadol type of Korban Chatas. Now the Mishnah talks about different types of, another difference between two types of Kohanim Gadolim. Sometimes a Kohen Gadol will become Pasul to serve for some time. He became Tamei or something like that, so someone else would have to take his place. Now, when the first Kohen Gadol is back in service, right, he's back and able to serve again, so they give him, you know, they give him back his position, and then the guy who took over for him retires. But even after retiring, that guy who took over for him still has some of the Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol. So in a certain sense, you have two Kohanim Gadolim simultaneously. So Ein Bein Kohen Meshamesh LeKohen Sha'avar Ela Par Yom HaKippur Masir Se'efa. The difference between the Kohen that's actually working the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohen that was working the Beis HaMikdash on a temporary basis, the only difference between them is the Par Yom HaKippurim and the Asira Seifa, the bull that the Kohen Gadol would bring on Yom Kippur. It was a chatas that would be brought by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur for certain averos that he and his family and other Kohanim did, so that's one difference, that only the currently serving Kohen does that, and the Asira Seifa is given by the Kohen Gadol every single day. So that's also only by the Kohen Gadol who's currently serving. Now Mishnah Yud is going to shift a little. Mishnah Yud is, and Yud Aleph really, but we'll get to Yud Aleph tomorrow, is going to talk about some of the places where Karbanos were allowed to be brought, meaning during the 40 years that we were in the Midbar, we brought Karbanos at the Mishkan, when we entered Eretz Yisrael. So we put up the Mishkan in Gilgal, near Yericho, where it stayed for 14 years, while we were busy with Kibush V'chiluk. Then we moved the Mishkan to Shiloh, and it stayed there for a long time, for 369 years. And then in the times of Eli HaKohen, the Mishkan of Shiloh was destroyed by the Plishtim, and it was rebuilt again in Nov. And after King Shaul killed all the Kohanim of Nov, because he was upset at them for helping out David HaMelech in his escaping from Shaul, so the Mishkan was moved to Givon, and it stayed in Nov and Givon together for a total of 57 years. So Shlomo HaMelech then built the Beis HaMikdash, and then we didn't need a Mishkan anymore. So there was a Mishkan in the Midbar and in Shiloh, and after the Beis HaMikdash was built, you weren't allowed to build your own Mizbeach, you know, in those time periods, right? When the Mishkan was in the Midbar, the Mishkan was in Shiloh, and when there was a Beis HaMikdash, you weren't allowed to build your own bama to bring karbanos on. But when the Mishkan was in Gilgal, Nov, and Givon, that's what we call the Zman Heter Bamos. people were allowed to make their own bama in their own backyard to bring karbanos. So ein bein bama gedola le bama katana. The only difference between the karbanos brought on a bama gedola and the karbanos brought on a bama katana, the a bama gedola meaning the actual mizbeach in Gilgal, Nov, and Givon, whereas bama katana is your own personal bama that you built in your backyard. The only difference between them is el pesachim, is karm pesach. You were only allowed to bring that in the actual mishkan, but your own backyard bama, you were not allowed to bring a karm pesach. Zehaklal kol shu nidar v'nidav karav b'bama. Anything that's a voluntary karban that you just make a neder and a dava to bring, you could bring that in your backyard bizman heter bamos. V'kol she'en lo nidar v'lo nidav inu karav b'bama. But anything that cannot be brought as a neder and a dava can't be brought on a bama. It has to be brought in the actual on the actual mizbeach. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Tess, we learned that two ein beins between types of kohanim gedolim. So the first one was the difference between a kohen who was anointed with the shaman mishcha versus a kohen gadol who became the kohen gadol just with the meruba begadim, is whether he brings the par for a mistaken psak about a chiv kares, or he just brings a regular korban chatas. And then the second ein bein relating to kohanim gedolim is the difference between a kohen gadol who is currently serving versus a kohen gadol who was a substitute at some point, is whether he brings the special par of Yom Kippur and the Asir Sa'ifa each and every day. And then in Mishnah Yud, we said the difference between a bama gedola and a bama katana, bizman heter bamos, is only about a carbon pesach, which is not a neder or a nedava. Because the rule is that the only thing you're allowed to bring on a bama katana is that which could be brought as a neder or a nedava, but not that which cannot be brought as a neder and a nedava. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph.